Last week, scientists announced what some called a breakthrough in the fight against AIDS, a pill that can protect gay men and perhaps others from becoming infected with HIV. The study offers what could be a powerful new tool to halt the spread of the AIDS virus. But in at least one of the countries where the study was conducted, it's not clear when the findings will be put into practice. Solana Pine reports from Brazil.
In Rio de Janeiro, the neighborhood of Lapa is a hotspot for nightlife. On this night, Fernando Lohani stands on a dark corner in skin-tight pink pants, stilettos, and a sheer white shirt that leaves cleavage and midriff bare. I work as a sex professional, says Lohani, who's biologically male but identifies herself as female. She says she's been coming to Lapa every night for 15 months, since she left home after clashing with her father. He didn't accept me the way I was, so the only option I had was this, she says. Sex work puts her on the front lines of the country's battle with HIV. Transvestite sex workers have one of the highest rates of infection in the country. But the study released last week suggests there's a drug that could make them safer. Dr. Valdileia Veloso helped conduct the six-country study. She heads the Evandro Chagas Institute of Clinical Research in Rio.
Quanto mais o voluntário aumenta a adesão,
the more the volunteers stuck with taking the medicine, the more effective it was.
The study found that a drug that's currently used to treat HIV can prevent it in people like Lohani. The drug goes by the brand name Truvada. Those in the study who took Truvada daily saw a more than 90% reduction in their risk of catching the virus.
Essas intervenções, elas são fundamentais porque dão autonomia.
These interventions are critical because they give people the freedom to make decisions that protect their health and even save their lives.
But sex workers like Fernanda Lohani won't have the option of taking Truvada anytime soon.
Ainda é cedo.
It's still too early, Veloso says. For one thing, Truvada isn't for sale in Brazil, even as a treatment for HIV. The drug's awaiting government approval here. And even if it is approved, doctors say they'll want to be cautious before putting uninfected people on the drug. They say more studies are needed to see if long-term use causes serious side effects or might cause the AIDS virus to become drug-resistant. Terceiro Greco directs the Ministry of Health's Department of Sexually Transmitted Diseases. He says even after those studies are completed, Truvada will probably only be recommended for prevention in a small group of people.
Probably there's going to be a niche for people that are really in greater risk, like people that cannot negotiate the use of condoms.
In fact, one fear he has is that some people may take the drug and stop using condoms. That, he says, could put them at greater risk of disease.
Let's suppose that people think that they are going to be protected by the medication, and they stop using condoms, they can get infected by gonorrhea, by hepatitis.
But if further studies show that Truvada is safe to use as a preventative treatment, Greco says the government will consider providing it for free. Meanwhile, on the streets of Rio, some of the people who might benefit most seem confused about what the new study means for them.
No, já ouvi falar.
I've heard of this study, says a transvestite prostitute named Carol. Still, she says she doesn't believe what she's heard any more than she believes other things she hears on the street. There are a lot of people saying there's already a cure for AIDS. I doubt it, she says. But if a pill that could prevent HIV ever actually hit the streets, there's no question what Carol would do. I would take it, she says. Absolutely, without a doubt, I would take it. For The World, I'm Solana Pine in Rio de Janeiro.